Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about my favorite GPHG finalist. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. In my prior podcast, I talked about how I got a guitar, and I love this thing, man. It's this incredible hollow body Gretsch, sort of 50s style reissue, double cutaway. Makes me look way cooler than I am, and makes me look like I know that I can play the guitar even though I can't even play Mary Had a Little Lamb. But the other day I had this crazy breakthrough on the guitar because I love noodling around with it. I have a practice amp now. I got my shit together in terms of having all the right stuff. But I had this breakthrough, came up with my own riff, and you could have thought I won an Oscar because I played it for my mom and I couldn't even believe. She's like, wow, did you learn how to play the guitar? And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, I taught myself this little riff. It's super simple. But at the same time, I think, you know, unless you're trying to really impress someone, trying to show off, the best riffs in music are absolutely simple and timeless and anyone can play them. And I don't know what this will do. It's just something that I was like, wow, this is awesome. And it's identifiable too. So anyway, I wanted to talk about what my favorite finalists for the GPHG are. The GPHG is an award ceremony. It's one of the most prestigious award ceremonies in the watch industry. It stands for Grand Prix de Horologie de Genève. It happens in November. There are different categories and, you know, there are different brands that participate, and it's once a year, and it's a great, it's just an amazing sort of prestigious prize within the watch industry, and Tudor's won it many times, and a lot of these brands that I'm mentioning have won them as well in the past, but it's just a cool thing to see because you're seeing watches from like the Tudors, $3,900 to, you know, probably $500,000 to $1 million. So you're seeing everything in between as well. And it just makes it a very interesting prize ceremony, unlike any other I've seen. And it's just very well regarded and well respected and all that. It definitely makes a watchmaker sort of, it's kind of like the Oscars, I would say, for watches in a way. I don't know if that's even the right analogy, but it's pretty prestigious nonetheless. It's a big deal. These are my picks out of, out of the brands, and I'm not going to go in any particular order. I'm just going to go in order of what I see and what I like. So the first category is the men's category. It wasn't that interesting to me overall, although there were some very interesting watches like the MB&F, the Legacy, Debetune, which is one of my favorites, the DB28 steel wheels. That's a cool watch. The H Moser and C, they have a very cool Endeavor Flying Hours. I wasn't too keen on any of these watches, to be honest with you. Nothing really was so wow that I was like, okay. If I had to pick one, it would be the Debetune, just because I love that brand and they're super futuristic, cool, innovative, and well made. The second category is the men's complication category. In this category, you had Bulgari, Gerard Perregaux, H. Moser, Vacheron Constantin, Laurent Ferrier, and Crayon. I've never heard of Crayon, but anyway, out of all of these, I would say the Vacheron Perpetual Calendar in 18 karat pink gold, ultra thin, super nice watch, elegant. I love the contrast between the pink gold and, you know, the blue alligator strap. It's just a very classic watch. The perpetual calendar to me has always been one of the most useful complications within the complicated realm of watches. The H. Moser & C. to me kind of looks like a glorified Movado. And all the other ones were just kind of like, eh. The Laurent Ferrier was okay. I like the contrast with the dial and you know, the annual calendar complication and the way it's laid out. But it didn't, you know, blow my hair back. But, you know, I would definitely say the Vacheron is the one that really stood out in that category. Then you have the chronograph category. The chronograph category, I've never been really a fan of chronographs. The participants were Zapac, Gerard Perregaux, Montblanc. You had a company that I've never heard of called Singer Reimagined. You have Tag Heuer and you have Zenith. I would say the Tag, just because I'm a, you know, sucker for the Monaco, and this is a Bamford edition Monaco, which means it was PVD'd by or modified by Bamford, which is an authorized partner to Zenith to be able to modify their watches and make them cooler. So the Tag stood out to me. The Zenith is nice, didn't do a lot for me. Gerard Perregaux, I'm not a fan, really. The Mont Blanc was, it's nice. It's a Montepoussoir chronograph. Nice dial. Again, it didn't really do a lot for me. The Zapac and the others were just like, whatever. So then you have the next category, the chronometry category. And you had Decando, Debitune, you had Mont Blanc, you had Zenith, you had Ulysse Nardin, and you had Tag Heuer. I gotta tell you, the Decando to me stood out. It's a super cool watch, half hunter. Love the way it looks, love the presentation of it. It stands out from the rest of the crowd for sure. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before, so I like stuff like that. I like either very classic stuff or incredibly unique stuff. Everything in between was just whatever, it was okay. And don't get me wrong, all the other brands, no disrespect to them, I love the other brands, but there was just nothing that did anything for me in those, you know, other than the Decando. The mechanical exception category, you know, you have Anderson, Genève, and Constantine Chacon. You had Bove 1822, you had Bulgari, you had Gerard Perregaux, you had Grubel Force, and you had Ulysse Nardin. I'm just not really a fan of any of the brands that were mentioned. I respect all of them and what they've done. If I had to pick one, honestly, wow, I'm having a tough time. I would have to say, if I was to pick one, it would be the Ulysse Nardin for their Freak Vision. Super cool looking, stands out, subdued at the same time. I'm not really a fan of Ulysse Nardin, but cool nonetheless. Then we get to the sports category. You had Fabergé, Montblanc, Seiko, Tag Heuer, Ulysse Nardin, and Zenith. I would say, out of all of them, I like the Tag because of the, you know, it's the Monaco Golf Edition, sort of a throwback to the Steve McQueen, you know, golf stripes. And then I love the Zenith chronograph in bronze, the CP2 flyback. Very, very cool. Big fan of that watch. You know, Zenith and Tag Heuer are owned by LVMH, which owns Louis Vuitton, Moët, and Hennessy. You know, and to me, those are the two best brands the group has. So it's good to see them participate in those categories. Then you have the Petite Agile category, and you had Hebring, Constantin Chayak, Longines, Ming, Ulysse Nardin, and then you have another brand called Vicentera. The Longines is nice. It's a gold watch with a blue dial. It's, you know, very straightforward, classic watch. I like Longines. They were an amazing brand. They are an amazing brand. They're a good value. I really like the Ming, I have to say. It has that sort of it has that Dibbitune feel to it. Like, it's out of, like, from another dimension. And I know that there's, like, three or four guys involved in it, who, and they're passionate about watches, and they all have sort of the same vision, and I believe they're based out of Hong Kong. I could be wrong, but they're an amazing, they look to be an amazing brand. I believe it's a limited production, and it's super cool. So definitely check that out. That's a watch I would highlight and would make sure you'd want to take a look at. All the others were just kind of whatever. I feel like I've seen them before. The last category is the challenge category. So you have a company called Gorilla Watches. You have Longines, you have Nomos Glasuta, you have Reservoir, you have Seiko, and you have Tudor, all participating in that category. Now, I'm a huge fan of Nomos Glasuta. I know it was for the 10 Gene 41mm update. It's a cool watch. Not my favorite Nomos. Very cool watch, though, nonetheless. Happy for Nomos. The Gorilla watch was cool, definitely cool in the way in which the numbers were displayed and just the way in which the whole thing was configured, and simple at the same time. So I've never heard of Gorilla. The other ones all look the same to me. The Tudor, really, for the GMT, I'm a huge fan of Tudor. I don't have enough great things to say. Amazing, amazing, amazing watch. It's just for the money, for $3,900 with an in-house movement, and it's a Rolex-made product, there's nothing more to say. It's just, it's amazing. And can't wait to get mine, and it's been very well received. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see how it does, but this is really the watch, to me, that sort of awakened people who were major naysayers of the brand and are now finally copping on to how cool Tudor is. So these are the finalists for the GPHG. Their winners will be announced on Friday, November 9th at the 18th annual GPHG Awards, which will be held in the Geneva Theatre du Le Mans. And it should be a good time, I'm sure. There's 72 pre-selected watches, you know, that are going to be a part of this. So this will be, like I said, the Academy Awards in a way for these brands to compete for the top prize, the most prestigious prize, or one of the most prestigious prizes or regarded prizes within the watch industry. So stay tuned for the winners. I hope that, you know, a lot of these brands, believe it or not, I've never heard of. I think I made that clear when I was talking about it earlier, which is good because, hey, you know, I'm caught up in my world of Tudors and Panerais and IWCs and in the higher end, you know, the independent watchmakers, the Dibbitunes and the, you know, Resonces, and there's so many other brands, and of course my own brand that I distribute, Kingsley 1945, that, you know, sometimes I forget to look outside that sort of sphere, and it's nice that these other brands are emerging. It definitely gives people more options. So if you have any questions, you can definitely reach out to me at imatdavehonda@gmail.com. I do charge a $150 consultation fee to work with me. That gets you an hour of my time, some emails, some calls. And if you're in Vegas and in person and want to meet, we can schedule a meeting in person. And I will guide, advise, and assist you. And if you work with me to purchase the watch, I deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And it's a great way to connect and get advice from someone who's been in the industry for 30 plus years. So I look forward to meeting you whenever that may be. Also, check out my website, www.amitdavehonda.com. There you can peruse through my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. You can watch a video. You can engage my services. They're listed. You can check out Amit's Corner Shop, which is a dedicated section on my website for the best pre-owned watches that I can find that have been curated by me. and in partnership with other retailers that have the selection and the stock. And it's really great. It's a great platform, and I'm excited to work with you whenever that time may be. So definitely check that out, Amit's Corner Shop. It's updated frequently, and I look forward to the new arrivals. You can also check out Kingsley 1945 watches. As I mentioned, I'm a distributor for the brand, so if you want to check that out, they are hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island. They're made to order. They're very unique, they're original, they're well-made, and they're incredibly affordable for what they are. Our watches start at $800, and we can customize you watches up to $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. It just depends on what you're looking for. I'm a distributor for the brand, and you can check out the Kingsley 1945 collection by going on my website and clicking on Kingsley 1945 watches in the upper right-hand corner. Check me out on social media. You can check out my Twitter and my Instagram at Amit Dave Honda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.